Hi. I just got home. I'm having a cup of tea before bed and I thought I'd call. The bus ride was like almost an hour, well, not an hour, but like 50 minutes. 45 maybe. Fine, okay, it's a half hour bus ride, but I get bored, you know? So I spent the ride imagining I was talking to you and then, I really wanted to talk to you.
Episode 9, May 1997.
I'm sorry about that pub. If you didn't like it, I get it, it's a bit of a dingy one. Never quite sure that you're getting a clean glass. But the music's always so good. And isn't it better to be in a slightly horrible pub listening to something great than in some pristine state-of-the-art behemoth listening to rubbish? But I'm so sorry about your jacket. I don't know what was all over that wall you leaned on, but I'm sure it'll come out in the wash. Or dry clean. Hopefully. You're probably already in bed. Showered and fed and tucked up asleep. Anyway, thank you for coming to the shit pub just because I wanted to go there. I'm sure you would have rather gone, I don't know, for cocktails at the Savoy or something. Only, I feel like I'd have to buy a whole new wardrobe for something like that. Like they take one look at me as I am and close up shop. But we can go there if you want. If that's the kind of place you think we should be going. I don't want you to not tell me you want to go to the Savoy for cocktails just because you think that I don't want to go there. Just, I might need to borrow a dress or something. Don't think they'd be into my Doc Martens and denim shorts. Oh, and I'm sorry about Chinua. I didn't know she'd be there, and I didn't know. Look, you don't need to worry about her and me or anything like that. It's just there's some history there, a little bit. You know what the theatre's like. I mean, you don't know what it's like. It can just get, I don't know, charged. The energy you get sometimes, the connection you feel to each other, it's a lot sometimes. You become close, like family, really. Family, but then there's this energy. But nothing's going on there. Not anymore. And when it was nothing, really. Just a fling. Just release, you know? But I guess that sort of thing always complicates things. So Chinua is complicated. She's really great, though. I think if you'd met her any other night, you would have really got on. She's so much fun. On any other night, she would have been so much fun. Well, I'm sorry. And you see, maybe we should go to the Savoy and one of your former lovers can get confrontational at me and then we'll be even. Anyway, I hope you had an okay time. Apart from the dirt. And the ruined jacket. And the argument with Chunwa. Good night, Nan. I hope the jacket's not ruined. Hey, Liv. Have you talked to Chinua recently? I thought things were cool there, but there was a... God, it was so embarrassing. I took Nan to the Goats Knackers, which I know she looks like she wouldn't be into that kind of place, but she totally is. She just looks like that for work. Like, she doesn't look like the sort of person who goes to pubs like the Goat Snackers, but underneath that, she's chill as hell. Like, she did dress a little too... I mean, she wore a suede jacket that I think was new, which got a terrible stain. Oh my God, do you think she wore it to impress me? Probably not, right? But if she did, at least it died with honour. Anyway, Chinua showed up. Don't know why. She never wanted to go there when we were together. And shit got really intense. Like, she started interrogating Nan about what she was doing and where her loyalties lie. That's a direct quote, by the way. Like, where do your loyalties lie? Extremely weird thing to say, even if you aren't talking to your ex's new girlfriend. And I don't know why. Like, it's not like Chunhwa hasn't been dating as well. I mean, we were never even exclusive. I don't know. Can you give her a call? Or maybe take her out for a drink and check she's okay? Hi, Nan. So I was just calling to say see you tonight, really. I've put a ticket aside for you at the box office. I probably won't see you until afterwards. I might watch from backstage. Or not watch at all. I like the sound of not watching it at all. I'll be down the road having a pint or seven, pretending I've never heard of Shakespeare. God, that sounds ideal, actually. I mean, I won't do that, obviously. Wouldn't be fair on the cast. If they have to be there in the room feeling how the audience reacts, then I shouldn't be trying to escape it. But I'll probably watch from backstage. You know the worst part, actually, is the foyer after the show. People are going to try and interpret it back at me. Ugh. I'm getting itchy just thinking about it. I think I'm more afraid of that than I am of it just being shit. Which, actually, that's kind of reassuring because it is just shit. So that's fine, because no one will want to talk to me afterwards at all. Too awkward. I'll just have to overhear them asking each other who I think I am, trying to direct King Lear. And they'll be particularly feral because the people who come to gorgeous Watkins don't want to see Shakespeare. The people who go to see Shakespeare don't want to see King Lear played by women on stilts wearing ram horns. Oh God, who do I think I am trying to direct King Lear? You don't have to come. You shouldn't come. You know what? You actually really shouldn't come and I shouldn't have invited you. Oh God, I'm such an idiot. Don't come. You might have to kind of not tell the complete truth about it at work, you know? Or, fuck, you might have to do something about me. I didn't do anything illegal, I promise. It's just, there might be some parts of the play that kind of suggest, if you're the kind of person to pay attention to things like this, that maybe I had access to a black market copy of the play, but I didn't. I promise I have never bought any books on the black market. I don't even have a black market guy to get me books, no matter how much I might want one. I know someone who has maybe seen a little bit of a black market unedited copy of King Lear, and he may have told me some things about it, and I may have slightly used these ideas as a bit of inspiration for this particular production of the publicly authorised edition. It's part of the process to explore lots of different avenues, you know? I promise I didn't do anything actually wrong, but also please don't tell anyone about what I did that wasn't really wrong. It's not like I've turned it into some wild anti-establishment diatribe or anything. I'm not really that anti-establishment. You know that. The establishment is where I get all my grant money. But art should be about asking questions. Really trying to understand how people are and what makes them that way. If there are elements of their environments that make them better or elements that make them worse, I am establishment skeptical. That's okay, right? Also, I didn't really feel like staging some simplistic bullshit. Look how horrible this guy made his daughters. Aren't we clever for not doing that? It's not that simple. Nothing's that simple. And isn't it infuriating that we have all this art that has been so loved and revered for so long, and we're allowed to still think it's great, but never allowed to see the whole work? We've taken out half the drama, but trust us, this play bangs. You know, I really wish I had asked to read that black market copy. God, I'd give a lot to read it. Well, I wouldn't, clearly, because I didn't. Secretly a goody two-shoes. Secretly a coward. Anyway, there's a ticket for you at the box office if you want it. But if you end up having to stay late at work or whatever, that's fine too. Okay, I have to go put my head under a blanket and pretend the world doesn't exist for a while. Bye. Fuck, sorry. The ticket's under my name, not yours. Sorry.
Do you love Within the Wires? I hope you do. I hope you do very much. Well, there's a lot more of this show available to you right now if you join our Patreon. We're an independently produced drama, and costs of equipment, recording time, production, artists, travel, they all require listener support. I don't gotta tell you, right? You listen to podcasts, you know the drill. But here's the thing. The Within the Wires Patreon not only has bi-monthly video chats with me, Jeffrey Craner, and my co-writer, Janina Mathewson, but also director's notes of each new episode and behind-the-scenes features in our off-season. Plus, and this is the coolest thing, a Patreon-only Within the Wires series called Black Box, with 4 new episodes each year, released on solstices and equinoxes. Equinoxes? And you can get every single episode ad-free, or if you like the ads, we put those out separately for you as well. And we're adding exclusive ads every 2 months for products that may or may not even exist. Support starts as low as $1 a month, so if you like what we do on this show, please consider helping out financially and get some of that sweet, sweet bonus content. Ooh, content. Bonus contemporary artistic collaborative audio efforts. I don't know, bonus episodes, whatever. We think you'll love it. If nothing else, know that we love you. We love you. And now back to the episode.
Oh God, don't come. Please don't come. We've only known each other for a couple of months and I get... Opening nights can be stressful. You haven't signed on to deal with me when I'm like that. Sorry. I got carried away for a bit, you know, felt like I'd known you forever, forgot what a nightmare I am to be around on days like today. So, let's just pretend all these messages never happened and I will talk to you again next week when I'm rational, or comparatively rational. Okay, bye. Hi Sophie, I was just calling to see if Nan picked up the ticket I left for her yesterday. Or no. No, it's okay, never mind. I told her not to come. Now I'm wondering if she did come, but secretly, you know. Like, she wanted to not stress me out, so she let me think she wasn't there and didn't stay after the show, but actually... No, never mind. I told her not to come. Well, so that was weird. Who was that? You're not going to tell me, are you? Someone from work, though. Not your boss, I don't think. Just a colleague? A colleague you didn't want to know about me. I would say I've forgotten her name, but I don't think you ever properly introduced us. Now, a lesser being might assume that you were ashamed of me, that you just didn't want to own up to dating me. But I've decided to think there's something else going on. No, you weren't ashamed, you were... Worried? Concerned? Concerned for me, even. What is it you do exactly? I know it's something to do with the government. Some degree of government stoogery. Sorry. But you've been cagey about it, which means either you don't want me to know the details for personal reasons, or I'm not allowed to know the details for secretive government reasons. I'm not saying you're a spy, of course, but I'm not saying that it's not impossible that you are a spy, I mean. And you can't let your superiors know you're dating a dissident rogue like me. I'm against the rules, but so irresistible. Oh no, wait, this is better. You are a spy, and I was your mark. You were tasked with assessing my work, and when it appeared to be dangerous to the government, your mission changed. You had to get close to me to find out what kind of threat I posed to the society. Am I starting a revolution? Am I even now plotting violent attacks on the status quo? That was your assignment, but no one could predict that you'd fall in love. Oh God, I don't mean that. Obviously, I'm just messing around. I know you don't love me. It's only been a few weeks, and I know neither of us are looking for love. We're just having fun. A summer of fun. That's what everyone wants. Let's not get overeager here. I'm just saying that if you were assigned to spy on me and then you did fall in love, that would be a great story. One of the classic setups. Romeo and Juliet, but with added espionage. And hopefully less death. Okay, well that seems unlikely. Adding espionage to Romeo and Juliet would probably only lead to more death, but you know what I'm saying. Star-crossed and all. Anyway, it's all okay because I figured out the real reason you were so awkward with your colleague just now. You were protecting me. They're probably planning an office summer bash or something, and if someone knew you were seeing someone, they'd want you to bring her along. And you know that warm pims with a troop of government agents, sorry, employees, would likely kill me to absolute tears with boredom. I'm not saying your colleagues would be boring, of course. I'm sure you work with perfectly delightful people, but they can't be anywhere near as good as you are. You've set the bar too high for them, and now it's best if I never meet any of them at all. The disappointment would be too great. Besides, what would the papers say if they found out that the likes of me were hobnobbing with government peons? Okay, that's enough conspiracy theorising to be getting on with. I'll see you for dinner tomorrow. And don't worry, I won't daub you into your boss.
It's Gwen. Gwen Nettles? Long time. I hadn't talked to you in a while and thought I'd reach out. How are you? I miss you. I miss everyone from the Essex Academy. Birmingham's great, but lonely, you know. I mean, I've met a couple of people. One in particular seems pretty great, but she's... I don't know. It'll happen. Making friends takes time. But you know me, always with the thick shell. Work, work, work. I never understood how you could be so much fun, so lively, and still find time to do your job. I've never quite been able to balance the two. The cadets in Essex were a lot easier to talk to. All these Davids and Nancys here in Brum have batons up their asses. But it's hard to make friends outside the IID when you know you can't tell anyone that... You know what? I'm rambling. I'm just tired, overthinking it all. Same old Gwen. Listen, I'd love to talk to you if you have time. I hope you're okay, Effie. Miss you and all those wonderful Essex days. Bye.
Within the Wires is written by Janina Mathewson and me, Jeffrey Craner, with original music by Mary Epworth. Find more of Mary's music at maryepworth.com. This show is produced by me and directed this season by Janina. The voice of Indra is Amira Darwish. The voice of Gwen is Norma Butikoffer. Support our Patreon and get exclusive episodes and video chats with me and Janina. Patreon.com/WithinTheWires. Within the Wires is part of Night Vale Presents. Listen to other amazing shows at NightValePresents.com. Okay, our time is done. It's you time now. Time to pick up the phone, call Dashiell Hammett, whom you haven't spoken to since 8th grade life science, and talk to them about herbal ecstasy. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Craner, and I wanted to tell you about one of my other podcasts, Random Number Generator Horror Podcast Number 9. So the thing is, my friend Cecil Baldwin, the voice of Night Vale, loves horror movies, and he's helping make the genre more approachable for me, and hopefully for you too, one film at a time, in a random order. Are you squeamish about horror movies? Look, I get it, and no worries. Just listen in, and we'll tell you everything that happens. But do you love horror movies? Well, that's great too. Watch along with us each week. We've got nearly 200 episodes covering everything from The Shining to Leprechaun 4 in Space. I'm serious, we go in a random order. So check out Random Horror 9 wherever you get podcasts.